news. As we fight this thing called sin, if we'll quit trying to do it ourselves, the new man will win. God sees the finished product way off down the line. Until then, we're covered by grace. The atonement is yours and mine. So everybody's got sin.
Teaching something very sophisticated. The theory of euhemeristic origins of all mythology. The monogenesis theory, which is biblical. Peter believed it. He believed in the New Testament. That all the races of mankind come from 8 souls. One combination of 8 people. Now that Celtic cauldron shows their features. 4 men, 4 women. Well, to do it, they had to live a lifestyle that modern ethics will not stomach. Well, God just can't do that. He can do what he wants. You know what truth is? Well, Pilate asked a very important question. You know what the root meaning of the word for truth is in Hebrew? Things to be remembered, with the emphasis on the things to be perpetuated because they should never be forgotten. That's a meaning of truth you never heard before. You know, we got these little mini George Washingtons running around. Cannot tell a lie. I mean, you can't tell a lie. You tell a lie where you, every time you put clothes on, trying to disguise your pot. Oh, no, but wait a minute now. You know, that's just good dressing. It's lying. Wouldn't you be a nudist, to be honest? Well, are you telling Christians they should lie? No, stupid. You and God work it out, is what I'm telling you. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. Try your best to be honest with others. There ain't a preacher in the world doesn't lie. Not a one of you in this room doesn't lie. Who in here dares to say, I've never told a lie? Go ahead and lie. Say that and lie. I believe in ethics. And I believe the greatest ethical systems and the greatest consistent level of morality in the world has come in the stream of God's revelation, where God has had people, and even though spiritually it's a self-defeating process, a knowledge of God and His law and a knowledge of the revelation of Scripture creates a certain degree of homogeneous cultural expectancy of a higher level than a society like the mafia society that hires torpedoes and uses murder as a means to achieve their ends. We don't have a quarrel on ethics, as we don't have a quarrel on health and social reasons about smoking. We're going to have a quarrel on hell and damn, because words are symbols. And words, if you are a philosopher and understand words, words have etymological meanings, historic meanings, reportive meanings, and emotive meanings. And I have God's example of getting attention by using words that create emotional attention-getting shock long enough to teach truth that needs to be heard. There's a certain mental mummification that occurs in the church world. And too many preachers are more interested. I respect a man that lives the convictions that he believes. I simply have had too much experience with too many churchmen, both laymen and preachers, who are not peddling what they believe. They're peddling what gets them brownie points in the Christian community, whether God is concerned about it or not. Go ahead and do it, but call it what it is. Don't be dishonest about it. What's this kind of teaching worth? No, I was on Genesis. See, I can teach gospel from any book. The fact that fair skin might be the mark of Cain instead of black skin, yellow skin, or red skin teaches God's grace. It's a wonderful idea. Probably true. But I just lost half the South. God gave seven times 2,520 years to the insanity of Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, to the day when the 2,520 years ran, General Allenby marched into Jerusalem. God's in control of this whole earth. That's what I'm trying to teach. And when he gave a family the job of putting its stamp that God wanted put on the races of mankind across this world, you're going to find the mark of Shem and Ham and Noah in every society. Doesn't that make research and brains and scholarship exciting? You're not going to lose your faith. You're going to strengthen it. You don't have to hide your kids from learning for fear they'll find out God doesn't exist. I mean, the rest of the preachers can have the stupid ones. I want the smart ones. And what's this kind of teaching worth? Worth anything? I mean, I put in 7, 11, 4 hours and 22 minutes. Most of it's teaching. And I need it. $275,000 by Tuesday night. Are there enough people that care about what we're doing to support it without me having financial marathons? That's why I want you at the banquets. I want the secret to take place. However, even if it doesn't, the challenge we have, move that red tape. Where is that thing? Move it up. We got $750,000 now. Since we last pulled that red tape up, it's now 750. Well, that ain't 3 million, but it's better than 700,000. I think you ought to have the faith to get involved. A reformation is needed in the church world. That's why I'm doing this. Preachers need somebody that will give them the courage to obey God and not man and set people free. I repeat, there isn't anybody going to go out of here and smoke a cigar because I'm smoking it. Maybe you'll go out of here or out of your home knowing there are bigger things than this in our Christian walk. Quit straining out gnats and swallowing camels. Kick camel asteroids. Do something big. Huh? Anybody out there? You think anybody's out there? Anybody going to come to my banquets? When I don't have that camera on me, I haven't done too much at the banquets yet. I told secrets, but I haven't really let loose. One of these banquets, it's really going to be something. By the way, that chastens. I'll dance with who I go with, and you dance with who you go with. I've already figured out. I ain't going to wear my feet out dancing with everybody that's there. Don't you come to my table. I don't dance with other men's wives. Do I have any interest in it? Don't always say that. Because we're going to have strolling violins, we're going to have an orchestra. You guys learning some good music? Oh my God! I took the hells and the dams. Now he's going to have a dance band there. Well, the last one we had with Mom and Dad's anniversary meeting. That little Lee College gal over there got Mike Rodriguez, her husband, on the dance floor for the first time in his life. You liked it, didn't you, Tony? I mean, she's okay. She cut a rug. But old Mike was learning quick. Now, Laura, she got Joe Shack, my engineer. All he's ever done is fiddle with nuts and bolts and go home dead tired. Ever since they've been married. She dragged old Joe out there on the dance. We took over Chasen's dance floor. Everybody just sit down and watched us. Well, I was about ready to swallow the hells and the dams, put up with them out of necessity to get some teaching. And that cigar, I just don't think you ought to sit there and do that, puff on that thing. But I was tolerating that just as a Christian concession of love and tolerance. Now he tells me he's going to have a dance floor there. Well, don't try to dance with me. I only dance with the people I go someplace with. I don't like this cut-in philosophy. I choose who I want to dance with before I get there. I want to dance with you, I'll take you. You don't need Bible scripture for that. That's just simple, common courtesy and decency. You don't sit at a table and watch your man dance with somebody else or vice versa. You want to go to a singles bar and play the field? Go ahead. What if I come alone? Well, just watch. Or find somebody else who came alone. I've had it. We might be leaving some stations right now, and the least you could do is call and say you appreciate this teaching. Appreciate somebody that isn't dumping on you on Sunday. That's why I picked this day to do that. I can talk about Noah all week. You know, there's a Sunday crowd that's the only time they turn in. All beat down all day with these others. You that are leaving, you can call. I had to say that before we left. Now I've seen it. I've had it.
I've had it with friends and family who think they are examples of Christianity. For years they found my freedom and took my liberty. No more can they undo me, 'cause Jesus cut me free. Yeah, I've had it. friends and family who think they are examples of Christianity. For years I've found my freedom and took my liberty. No more can they undo me, cause Jesus cut me free. Shave that beard, such evil, I'm a shun, and stay away from places where normal folk have fun. Separate yourself now and be a good church mouse, cause flames of hell will get you if you're in that movie house. I've had it with friends and family who think they are examples of Christianity. For years they found and took my liberty. No more can they who do me, cause Jesus cut me free. Yeah, I've had it. They made me burn my records, my pool stick and my car. That's all that's left to do, and I got bad as far. Thank God I got delivered and finally saw the light. To hell with man-made versions of what is wrong and right. Oh, I've had it with friends and family who think they are examples of Christianity. For years they found my freedom and took my liberty. No more can they do me, but Jesus cut me free. Oh, I've had it with friends and family.
Pastor's finally done it. Tell you something else I'm going to have at Chasen's. I called Ronnie and I said, you can't get it. You ain't got it. And they don't normally, they're good friends, they don't normally let you do this. I said, I'm bringing some special wine for my people. You haven't got it. You got a good wine cellar, but you haven't got Mondavi 74 Reserve. Cabernet Sauvignon. 74 Reserve. I'm bringing it. I love my people. Paul said, be not drunk with wine. If I get drunk, I'm going to send them home. I'll just go over and say, your pastor's got a cab outside for you. You just leave. Well, I gave $10,000. I said, I got it. You need bed. Some churches, you do that, you'd have a bunch of drunks. I got intelligent people. Know how to appreciate the finer things in life and do it with moderation. Christianity? Well, no, I just can't. I don't believe I can do it. Well, don't. Who cares? It's expensive. Drink water. But leave me alone and leave the people alone. Well, I'm going to stumble over that. You can't unless you do it in violation of your conscience. The Bible says if you think a thing is sin, it's sin to you. Happy is that man whose conscience condemns him not. How do you educate the conscience? With God's word, the way I'm doing it. Conscience is fed by many things. Well, I thought the conscience, the Holy Spirit prompted me. Well, you know, Holy Spirit only works on what he's got, and it ain't much in most cases. You gotta, when you act in faith, God puts the Holy Spirit in you. You gotta put the Word of God in your mind. Then the Holy Spirit bears witness. You gotta clean that baggage out of your cupboard that keeps you under condemnation all your life. And if you think it's wrong, don't you dare do it. But quit condemning other people. I don't believe Jesus sent a list of what Zacchaeus couldn't do before he went to lunch with him, or dinner with him. And I still insist, don't care what anybody says, first miracle Jesus performed was to turn water into wine to keep the party going. He could have just colored the water. He could have turned it into orange juice or milk. Still remember that University of California, Berkeley comic book that had all these people sitting around a table. Jesus, it opened with Mary dragging Jesus to the party. He didn't want to go. Mama, I don't want to go. Got there, he's sitting there. And some old drunk is just drinking away. And Jesus is sitting there fiddling with a glass of water. And suddenly he turns it red. The drunk says, "How'd you do that?" The end of the story was they were all singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." You're going to make all your people drunks? I sure am not. I'm going to teach responsible Christianity. I didn't go to pool halls when I was a kid. Didn't like the atmosphere. I didn't have people beat on me telling me I couldn't go because terrible. Parents knew you went to pool halls. Every place my parents didn't know I'd go, it was a lot worse than pool halls. I kept my eyes struck clean. There were other places it was terrible. But don't you take me on a pool table. Unless you're pretty good and ready to lose some money. I can shoot pool better than I can shoot that rubber band gun. I didn't learn the pool hall. Well, you know, I listen, I may even burn my pool stick. What's wrong with knocking little old balls around on a table? Huh? You love Jesus? Now, everybody that loves their pastor and thinks that it's time somebody sets you free from this condemnation preaching, hey, if you think it's wrong, it's a sin for you. Don't presume to rebel against God. Give him the benefit of the doubt. But it's about time we preachers separate tradition from God's Word and quit allowing tradition to make void the Word of God. And you're not ready for me teaching on Genesis until you get your mind pulled open a little bit and understand that God's a past expert at working with flesh. That's the message tonight.